an international art exhibition should not sound like this.
Trying to get the cheese melted.
Or should it?
Well, I was absolutely fine with that. I think, yeah, it's unusual, but it's perfect and very well chosen.
Mary Ann Pryor is executive director of the City Arts Center and discovered Boo Ritson's work on a trip to Britain in 2005. She made a mental note, so when she went looking for the next artist to fill the walls, she knew where to go.
It was a no-brainer to bring it here, but of course it takes a lot of brains to actually manage the process of getting it here and putting on an exhibition. It's quite a complicated process. Brains are involved.
Those brains were on full display at the opening night. At a usual arts museum, it's quiet, with visitors resorting to whispers and a certain kind of high culture on display. But on this opening night, the music of Oklahoma singer-songwriter Allie Harder filled the room, where conversations were loud, the laughs were hearty, and the stodginess of your stereotypical art exhibition was tossed aside for a lively night. There was even free Oklahoma beer to go along with the burgers. Here's the artist, Boo Ritson.
I was just really grateful that they wanted to embrace the whole flavor of the work and to add to it, you know, because these are props, really, to the whole performance, you know, because it gives it context, the right context.
She had never been to the center of America, just the coast. Her art relied on the stereotypes of Oklahoma and Americana culture. Don't worry, there wasn't a tornado in sight. So you can imagine her excitement when she had a chance to see the inspiration for her work in person.
It's Christmas every day at the moment.
But burgers, beer, and pie don't just appear at an art gallery. How did all of this come together? Here's Rob Christinger with the center.
Whenever we have a major exhibition, we like the opening to reflect and be an extension of the work. And we just thought, okay, well, we'll build a party that's all American. You know, and so if we're going to be stereotypical, We're going to do it, and we're going to do it in style, so we did it like that.
Rob and others at the center had a decision to make. It's not a make-or-break one, but when your featured artist makes her first trip to a place she'd only imagined, well, you want everything to go right.
I thought people might be a little bit weird about it. You know, this isn't your typical art opening, you know, and especially for a big, you know, international artist like Boo Ritson.
But then again, for all of those weirded out by greasy burgers, beer, and pie at an art show, there were plenty of younger people flooding the room. Kent Schaefer was there with his wife.
It's an added incentive. Well, right now I'm feeling pretty hungry, so it's feeling good. The burgers, I'm definitely looking forward to them in a couple minutes.
Put aside the growling stomach, though, Kent says they were encouraged by the art itself.
We both have art backgrounds. And Oklahoma in general doesn't have much pop art or more progressive art mediums, so it's nice to see an art show coming to the area that's a bit different than your French hens and landscapes that normally dominate a lot of the art festivals.
Everyone got to chow down, drink up, and take in the exhibition. But for Boo, it appeared to be an immensely personal experience.
Is it kind of an immersive experience then?
Yes, totally. Totally. You know when you lie in the bath and you hold your nose and you go right under? It's like that. I'm probably the luckiest girl alive right now. It's perfect. We don't get perfect very often, do we? And when we get it, you just need to stand and stare for a minute. Take it all in.
At one point, she stood by herself, listening to the music of Allie Harder. No one within 10 feet, with a smile slowly materializing. A Brit smitten with Americana and Oklahoma culture, and a museum willing to take a risk for one night.